This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Not only is it Free Talk Live, but it's Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Day.
A whole bunch of liars are competing for your attention today. Not just us.
And with you in studio, it's Johnny Ray.
James.
And Mark. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We are discussing the Super Tuesday. The results are trickling in here. I think we have to pretty much report on them. From Virginia, they've got about, 1.9% reporting. They're calling it for Clinton. She's got about two-thirds of the electorate there, and Sanders about a third. Trump is about 9 points above Rubio, with just over 1% reporting in Virginia. Vermont, they're calling it for Sanders. He's got 90%. you'd expect that in Vermont. That's his home state. He better take that. I'm most interested in Massachusetts, and they didn't have any numbers the last I looked, but I'll be scrolling up here, and maybe we'll have some. That's right, Free Talk Live, reading the Internet, so you don't have to. Republicans with 2% reporting. Donald Trump is more than 10 points over Kasich in Vermont. Texas, I got zero reporting at this point. Tennessee, they're calling for Clinton. She sits about 60% for Clinton, and somebody says uncommitted. Uncommitted's got 4%. I mean, that's what the purpose of the primary is, to get committed, people. Why did you go to the polls if you're not committed? Why spend the gasoline? Sanders got about 35% there. In Tennessee, it's been called for Trump. He's got 52% with 0% reporting. This is 0% reporting on both of these. Whatever. He's Cruz is at 23%. I wouldn't expect that lead to stay that big, but then again, you never know. Oklahoma, nothing coming in yet. Minnesota, likely to go for Sanders, but nothing in yet. They have called Massachusetts for Donald Trump, and they have absolutely no numbers. Zero. Just a little check mark next to Trump.
Maybe they're doing the exit polls. Like maybe it's like 80% Trump or something like that.
They do exit polling, and they do base these numbers on that.
One thing I was kind of thinking, I was curious about, you know, it's like such a weird election. I was thinking, like, why are there so many Republicans running, and then there's only like two Democrats, and like, what is going on with the Republicans?
The field was winnowed for the Democrats pretty early on. It was basically, you know, everybody figured it was either the support was either for Sanders or Trump or Clinton. With the Republicans, it's been that way for the last few. It's just like, oh, we like this one. Oh, we like that one. Oh, we like this one, but Trump's just kept on leading the pack.
I mean, I would guess, like, if Hillary wins, I think they're basically giving it to the Republicans, because it seems to me like Americans don't want establishment candidates. And you could even argue, like, Barack Obama was an example of that, where you had, like, let's say McCain and Romney, kind of these establishment guys versus Obama. Of course, second time you could say Obama was establishment, but...
Well, presidents generally win if they haven't, murdered anybody in office. Sometimes, who knows? You got to do something pretty bad as a president to be unsuccessful. Usually it's the economy. But anyway, what I would say is that
the economy stupid. That's why George H.W. Bush lost.
Well, and Ross Perot, right?
Oh, yeah, Ross Perot.
Yeah, Ross Perot was likely.
Of course, he was related to the economy because he was like, oh, there's these charts, and all the Mexicans are taking the jobs, and NAFTA's bad, and whatever else he was saying.
But when it comes to Clinton, I would have agreed with you that that she was going to be beaten because she has so many scandals that, you know, negative campaigning's a reality. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of ground to till there. But Trump, who is leading, I mean, he's running away with it here in Georgia. They've called it for him, too. He's at 46% to Cruz's 21%. I mean, he is a very polarizing candidate. So I think that he is a wild card in there, and I can't say that I believe that he is going to beat Clinton. I think that likely there'll be somebody else out there for sort of conservative Republicans who aren't Trump supporters to vote for. I don't know. Maybe they'll all get in line behind Trump. Maybe they won't. I don't know the answer, but it's going to be a fascinating election. It's just getting weirder and weirder. I think that there was a meme on Facebook that I saw. I think America's in its last season, and the writers are just throwing out everything. You know, it's kind of funny. I mean, it really seems like that. Like, it's just, you know, this is it. Arthur Fonzarelli is going to have to jump the great white shark in his motorcycle. Well, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Let's send the Brady Bunch to Hawaii. You know, it just keeps on getting weirder and weirder.
I'm calling it for Trump, Mark, and it's because people.
The general? Calling the general for Trump?
Trump is going to be the winner, is going to win the presidency of the U.S. because people who don't vote and don't ever think about voting are going to go vote for Trump. Trump's not going to win with the. I think that it's likely that Rush and Glenn Beck and the rest of them are going to be able to do the job of pulling the establishment support away from Trump, but I don't think that that's going to matter. I think people who don't normally care about politics are going to vote for Trump because it's an event. It's a historical event.
But you'd have the opposite going on, too. I think people are going to go, you know, I'm afraid of Trump, so I got to go vote because he's, you know,
but for Clinton,
fill in the blank.
God, it's
that's a good point.
I mean, you're asking him to vote. You're really asking him for the frying pan of the fire here, and that's a difficult one. So if I don't believe that talk radio is very relevant in the area of voting, I think if it was, then we wouldn't have Barack Obama as president. You know, Rush Limbaugh would have been able to take that small amount of people and, you know, convince them.
Yep.
Because elections are decided by that 10% in the middle. It's really the, you know, those are the people that make the decision one way or the other. It's in many cases
Linguini spine moderates.
In many cases in these swing states, they've got swing counties. There's really places where they know that if they can turn a few thousand people that it really makes a big difference. And that's for those numbers people who spend their lives crunching those numbers.
Speaking of those numbers people, where's Daryl? Shouldn't he be here?
He's out. It's his night off. He gets one.
All right.
So he's off playing trivia someplace at a bar in Keene. Georgia, they've got Clinton up 75 to basically 25 over Sanders. Colorado, no numbers are in yet. Arkansas, no numbers. I wonder if that will go for Clinton.
Who knows?
Alaska's just.
I guess Arkansas. Sanders versus Clinton. Okay, I'm with you there, Mark.
Yeah.
It's Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton was the her husband was the former governor there. I think it'd just be funny to have Bill running around the White House. I chased around the interns. You know, I didn't touch her. I didn't touch her. No, I didn't do it. It's just, you know, it'd be fun to have him back.
What's
Secret Service would have a good time if he was back.
Yeah, sure they would. What's the term that Clinton came up with for the first husband? It was great, whatever it was. It was like
first dude?
First, something like first that. Dude? First dude or yeah. First lad, I don't know.
It's funny. Alaska, there's nothing. It's just a Republican. They won't be until midnight, so don't stay up for that, folks. Alabama, they're calling for Clinton. Clinton's basically going to sweep the South by the looks of this. There's not much in as far as numbers go, but they've called it for Clinton. She's a 75% over Sanders is 20%. And they're calling it for Trump in Alabama. 0% reporting, mind you. They're calling it for Trump. He's at 35% over Rubio's 22%. I am kind of curious how Rubio's going to do, but I mean, it looks like Trump's going to run away with everything, and they're saying Texas might be a battleground, but I think that's laughable. Cruz got a state? Congratulations, buddy. You know, you won a primary and a caucus. I mean, Trump's already so far up in delegate numbers that it's laughable. Hearing Glenn Beck today just trying to go, rah, rah, team, we got this. You got to get out there. You got to vote for Cruz, and that'll make all the difference.
Mark, the former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin often referred to her husband as Alaska's first dude. Bill Clinton used the term first lad and first mate.
First mate. We'll take this boat over the edge, off to the icebergs with us. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Super Tuesday event. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And James.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can give us a call and talk about what your thoughts are on the candidates here. We've been giving you the numbers and talking about them. And I got to say, Democrats, you look like a bunch of cheaters with your superdelegates. I get that, you know, everybody's got their opinions as far as the parties go and all that stuff. And surely, you know, I'm never going to trick anybody into thinking I'm, a Democrat sympathizer. I'm certainly not. But it's trying to be as objective as I can. This just looks bad, people. Who are these superdelegates and what do you need them for? If it isn't obviously an obvious attempt to forestall democracy by the Democratic Party, then I don't know what it is. Somehow the Republicans are more Democratic than the Democrats, apparently.
Now, what is the difference between them? What are the superdelegates not being counted in the numbers that we're getting about the Republicans while Clinton is being reported as having those superdelegates in her pocket?
Republicans rely on cheap backroom deals and tricks in order to to put their candidates in place. They don't have superdelegates. I'll bet you they're wishing they had superdelegates right about now with Trump running away with things.
Right.
But they don't have them.
Okay.
And the Democrats do. So if you look at Clinton and Sanders' delegate count prior to tonight's numbers, we really don't know what's going on yet. But if you look at their count, it's pretty close. And then you tack on the superdelegates, and it goes to 546 to 87.
Right.
That's because 455 of those 546 are superdelegates.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so the deck was stacked before they got started, essentially. Now, these superdelegates can flip. They can, and they will flip. If they believe that Sanders is the obvious winner, that they're obviously going to flip. So
most of the delegates are superdelegates.
Not most, no. Many of the delegates are superdelegates.
Okay.
Sanders has got 22, and Clinton has 455. And these are just people that have promised to vote at the convention for them. And they're party insiders, people that they've paid their dues essentially, and so they get to have a say, which is pretty ridiculous when you think about all the Democrats in a state amounting to 30 delegates or something like that, and then the candidates split them, and then the state's got three or four super delegates. Those three people would represent a tenth of the Democrats in a given state. It's ridiculous. So, anyway, that's my advice to the Democratic Party. Not that they're really caring much about me, but there's going to be a whole lot of angry Sanders supporters when this is all over. They're going to be sad. They're going to be dejected. They're going to be demoralized. They're going to hate the system. They, at this point, many of the memes I see are they're more anti-Hillary than the Republicans' memes are. So, it's going to be pretty tough to get those people excited about coming out to vote for Hillary Clinton after they're so firmly against her at this time. She's the establishment candidate as far as they're concerned, and if you're if you're slicing the cheese by establishment versus anti-establishment candidates, then you're looking at things entirely differently than Republican and Democrat. I think many of those people could they could vote for the Green Party, they could stay home. Some of them will go to Clinton. They'll be like, oh, well, it's either her or Trump, and so I just got to go for Clinton. And that's the one thing about the general election that they get kind of good at. That last month, they just petrify the people that are sort of sympathetic to one side or the other.
Uh-huh.
Because they know that you don't like their candidate. They just want you to vote for the candidate so that the other guy doesn't get in. And, I mean, it's just done over and over again. I've had a situation where I lost a girlfriend over it. I'm like, I know. I am not voting in the general. I'm not going to vote for a Republican or a Democrat in the general election. And, like, she just couldn't listen. Just couldn't hear it.
that's a policy of yours? Or it was at the time?
I don't. In a general election, your vote counts so little that it doesn't particularly matter who you vote for, so you might as well vote for the one that's closest to you, and the one that's closest to me generally is the Libertarian. Mm-hmm. So that's who I generally
vote. Okay, I see. Limbaugh said that, this was some months ago, he said his read on Bernie Sanders was that Bernie Sanders was brought in order to make a show of Clinton having a real opponent, but that in fact he's never intended to seriously contend for the nomination, but he was just there to show her overcoming some kind of adversity. what do you think about that, Mark? Do you think there's anything to that?
I don't. Rush Limbaugh is a conspiracy theorist.
All right.
And I don't brook conspiracy theories. You're going to have to show me some evidence of that. I think that if they did that, it's a bad idea because people support Sanders so thoroughly that they have they've really made these people hate Clinton in the process. So if they did that, it was a bad notion. But I try not to delve too deep in these things because you always come up with these ideas. Well, is Trump a plant by Clinton in order to be the only one that she could possibly beat? Because I don't think she could beat Rubio or Cruz or Kasich, or I don't think she could beat Bush. I don't think she could beat any of the Republicans except for Clinton. Except for Trump, who is the most divisive of them. I don't know that she can beat him. I'm just saying I think that he is the one that she most likely could beat because he's just such a divisive figure.
That's funny. Because they're all so milquetoast to me that I feel like Trump is the only one that she should be afraid of.
Well, people don't vote for president based on how milquetoasty they are. Clinton, remember, all you have to do is you have to convince that 10% in the middle. Negative campaigning works. If you try to think about bad things about Kasich or Rubio or Cruz compared to the bad things about Clinton, the lady's got like 25 different scandals. I don't remember what the number is, but from Whitewater to Benghazi. I'm not saying that I think these things are true. It doesn't matter what I think is true. What matters is if you can scare people. And if somebody's running against, if a Republican's running against Clinton, they're going to be, all the gloves are going to be off, the long knives are out, and they're going to be trying to gut her, and there's plenty they can gut her with. And that's why I think the Republican has a really good chance. With Trump, he's such a polarizing figure, and he said so many things that they can trot out later that we'll see.
Yeah, but he's going to make America great again.
I love how he says that over and over again, which is to suggest America is not great now.
It ain't.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Super Tuesday here on Free Talk Live. So we are, giving you the results as best we can tell. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And James.
Obviously, you can go and get the real scoop by, I don't know, use a search engine and look for presidential results, presidential primary results. But, I think that it's worth going over these numbers. Looks like Alabama is being called for Clinton and Trump. Alaska hasn't reported yet, which this will be like midnight, so don't wait up, folks. There's not that many delegates in the offing anyway. It looks like 28 of them. You'll be fine. You can find that out in the morning. Arkansas, there's no numbers yet, but they're already calling it for Clinton, wisely. Trump, that we don't know as far as Trump. Colorado, they don't have any numbers for yet. Georgia is being called for Clinton and Trump. Massachusetts, too close to call between Sanders and Clinton. It's neck and neck. I was kind of hoping that he'd run away with Massachusetts. Nice crushing defeat for her in Massachusetts would have been fun for me, but it doesn't look like it. Trump up.
I'm sorry, what's happening in Massachusetts?
It's neck and neck between Sanders and Clinton.
Okay.
Trump has been, they've called it for Trump and Mass. Minnesota, they haven't really got any numbers yet. Clinton and Sanders are pretty close in Oklahoma. Trump's up by about 5% over Cruz there. Tennessee, it's crushing. Clinton is crushing Sanders, and it's called for her. Trump, it's also called for him. Clinton is ahead of Sanders quite a bit in Texas. They haven't called it yet for her, but if those numbers remain, then it's going to be an obvious win for her. Cruz is over Trump in Texas at this time with about 1% reporting. So I wouldn't call it in the bag, but oftentimes that sets the pace, even when you have 1%. Vermont, Sanders crushes Clinton, as he should, in that area, and Trump's up by about 4% over Kasich, but they haven't called it for Trump yet. In Virginia, they've called it for Clinton. They haven't called it for Trump, but he is over Rubio by about 7%. So there you go. It's those are your numbers, and we'll keep you updated as time goes by. This is one of those nights where Free Talk Live has to be a radio program as opposed to a just a podcast, too. We do both of these things, and I understand our podcast listeners are going to be sort of, you know, hearing things that they'd already heard. Sorry about that. We got responsibilities to people with FCC licenses out there. Robert, calling in from Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Good evening.
I've been listening to the show here for, I don't know, it's like been on for about an hour and a half, I guess, and I've been watching
all right.
The results. I've been watching the results, and kind of making me a little nervous because I am a Bernie Sanders supporter.
You're in Vermont,
of course.
I'm in Vermont, and, you know, but it's kind of, it's getting kind of scary because, I mean, if you look at Trump, if he wins, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that we'll see a revolutionary war between North and the South. It's inevitable.
Hmm.
Which side is Trump going to be on?
Whose side is Trump going to be on?
I don't know. I mean, but if you go on YouTube and look at some of the Trump rallies that you see, I mean, there's people that are spitting at each other, they're grabbing at each other, you know, they're just doing all these horrible things.
He's a divisive character, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, xenophobia is one of our basest instincts. It's fundamental, and he's harnessing that fear that people have of the other.
Well, people have suggested that if there was another, you know, civil war in the United States, it would be split down ethnic lines. I would hate to see that happen, but, you know, I suppose that's a possibility. I don't know. I'm not looking for that, but let me ask you this, Robert. What if there is going to be a Republican nominee for president? What if that nominee is Donald Trump? What's that mean to you? What are you going to do?
I'll write in Bernie Sanders before I vote for that candidate.
About Clinton? You going to vote for Clinton, too?
I absolutely not, because if Clinton wins, she'll try to take all the guns, and it's just a really scary time. I mean, I'm older than you guys, okay? I'm disabled, and I can't defend myself because of my disease. And what scares me, I mean, not literally, but what concerns me most of all is which way that our country is headed. It's just total chaos. It's like this guy that had called in the local radio station in Keene today, you know, defending the police and saying that, you know, there's groups that are out there that are saying, you know, disobey the police and it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And, I mean, if any one of these two win, Clinton or Trump wins, I won't even leave my house.
Well, it's likely you're going to get one of them. That much is for sure. Out of curiosity, Robert, what did you think about Sanders coming out this week and saying that really nobody should have guns except for hunting? Strange position for a Vermont senator.
Yeah, I missed that. I didn't see that. I mean, I think that, and I my opinion is that, you know, the state or at least the federal government should get out of the gun law business, you know, and they should let the states decide you know, how the gun laws work. I mean, in this state here, Vermont, it has the laxest gun laws out of all the states in the United States. And yet we have the least amount of gun violence.
Violence generally, but Vermont is, you know, pretty darn close to crime free, and you can basically anybody who's not a convicted felon can possess a gun there and you know, carry it on their person without a permit. And
you can walk downtown in any street in the state of Vermont with a concealed carry loaded weapon without a permit. It's how it should be.
You can walk downtown with a loaded shotgun and no clothes on in Vermont. I mean, it's a strange place.
And pretty soon, smoking pot, too.
Smoking pot with no clothes on and a shotgun on your shoulder. Thanks for the call, Robert. 855-450-3733. You know, you can say what you want about the, you know, our good friends to the west over there in Vermont, but They got a pretty nice state in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I would be happy with the Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont nation state. I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, if you're going to start carving up pieces of land, I'd like it to be smaller and smaller, not bigger and bigger. But I do feel a certain camaraderie with the northern New England states that I don't feel with the southern New England states. I know that most people in America just think of New England as one particular place, but, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, these are entirely different than Massachusetts.
Well, so Western Mass is different than, like, Eastern Mass.
Everything's dominated by the Boston Metro.
That's true.
Up
so
here.
You know, it's like, I guess it's a problem, like, you know, the rest of the United States is dominated by D.C., right? It's like, we have nothing in common with these people down there, or very little. I guess we speak the same language.
There's a couple of lies.
speaking of regions and states and so forth, for anybody who's like Robert, who is afraid of Bernie Sanders or is afraid of Donald Trump or that scary Kasich guy or Ben Carson, when they get elected, come to New Hampshire and join the Free State Project.
There you go, freestateproject.org. You give it a shot. Looks like, speaking of Massachusetts, looks like Trump has been called for Trump. 15 delegates. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, Super Tuesday. February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733, live Super Tuesday event. You know, it's, I gotta say, I was excited earlier this week, like yesterday, I was like, I kind of want to find out what the results of the presidential stuff is. You know, like I felt that little bit of that, you know, excitement, whereas I tend to be like, you know, these politicians. But I guess it's kind of like having the lottery numbers revealed. You know, you've got a stake. No matter what, as an American, you have a stake in who
wins the lottery.
Well, who ends up being, you know, the next liar in chief, right?
Yes, it can affect you.
It likely will affect you in some way. So, you know, just to see who the result. My guy's out, right? Rand Paul was out before even the New Hampshire primary. I wish he would have stayed in, so I would have you know, been able to vote for him. But whatever, I don't have a horse in this race. It's not I don't. To me, all of them are horrifying.
Well, it's unfortunate. I mean, like Robert was saying that he's frightened by whoever's going to be the next president, if it's not Bernie Sanders. And, like, to me, that's, you know, because the system is so powerful, you have to be concerned with it. Like, oh, like, if this person gets elected, you know, they'll do this. It's all fear-based, and it's just because there's so much power now in the federal government. It's like they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, and it seems, I guess that's just the nature of things, right? Like power tends, it's like gravity. It's like, you know, the Jupiter pulls things towards it. It's got 20-something moons for a reason, you know, because it just kind of pulls things in. And that's what happens with the office of the president.
Well, like to me, like when I go down to D.C., like it's like, you know, my brother lives down there. To me, it's like Hunger Games, you know, like the Capital District is all wealthy and rich, and
yeah,
it's like a totally different world. I mean,
they didn't have a recession. The rest of us did, and they didn't, because, you know, the business of taking other people's money by force is doing just fine. That's one of the reasons that local economies really took it on the chin was, you know, when there was the housing bubble that was happening, they were getting all this extra tax money from reassessing people's property. Oh, my goodness, everybody's property's going up, 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 up. We got more and more and more and more money. And so they just kept taking the money. And then, you know, local governments, they don't know how to tighten their belt. It's like, we've hired these people, and now they've got dental and optical, and they got kids in school. We can't fire them. We can't put them. I mean, there's companies going out of business.
whole industries are being laid waste to, but oh my God, we can't let the part-time meter maid go. For God's sake, yep. She's got a family.
And it's like, if you look up like median household income and you look at the, like the top counties, it's Loudoun County, Fairfax County, Arlington, Howard County, Maryland. These all are mostly Virginia and Maryland. They're all like D.C., you know, like $117,000 median household income. I mean, that's insane when you think about how much money these people are making. Where, like in Keene here, it's like maybe 50. So it's like basically
and this is the
more
number one,
than double.
This is the number one state in the union as far as median household income goes. But that's these counties blow us away because of the fact that they – well, federal government employees make a ton of money. That's why.
And the contractors, too. There's so much
– barring the TSA.
Yeah, there's like, you know, all these little government it's like government industry, I guess. It's like state-run industry down there.
That's what it is. It's the king's men, and they always do pretty good. They get the pick of the booty, as it were.
Depression is the health of the state.
Speaking of Virginia, they called it for Clinton over Sanders. It's 64-34, so it's a pretty good at trouncing. However, with 80% of the Republican vote in, they are still unwilling to call it for Trump, who's up 5% over Rubio in Virginia. So Cruz is getting left in the dirt there. It's kind of interesting. Rubio is the establishment candidate. He's doing well in, you know, D.C.
Right.
But they haven't called Vermont for Trump yet either. He's up more than 5%, like 7% over Kasich there. It's interesting. The only state Kasich's going to do well in. They haven't called Texas for Cruz. He's about 10 points over Trump. Looks like he's going to take Texas over Trump, but and I don't know how the delegates go there. They're not allocating delegates out at this point in Texas. There's only 1.3% of the vote in, but maybe it's a winner-take-all state. I don't know the answer to that. Some people know better than I. They haven't called Texas for Clinton, who is running away with it from Sanders. Basically, if it's a southern state, Clinton's got it, and she's beating Sanders.
Yeah, I kind of wonder like, what are the Bernie Sanders people going to do? They're going to be burned, and they're going to be burned bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a really good question. Now, it's a long time till November, so you tend to heal up. The electorate tends to heal up from the lashing they received, because it could be that Sanders goes down here, you know, this election or not so Super Tuesday coming up like next week or whatever, and then you're talking about that you've got from March to November for everybody to kind of heal up and get their wits about them and decide what they're going to do. It looks like it's going to be the nomination's going to. It looks like the nomination's going to be Trump. Sorry, you don't have to like it, but I'm seeing him, you know, taking all these elections except for it's D Trump, D Trump, D Trump. I'm scrolling through here, and basically the only place that he's not winning at this point is Texas. It does look like nope. He's just pulled ahead of Rubio in Arkansas. So yeah, I mean it's up and down the dial. I think that Clinton's or Sanders supporters, some of them are going to get in line. I think I don't know how many.
Well, it'll be interesting. Like, will Sanders say that you should support Hillary? I think that that'll play a factor in.
He can just as easily flip to independent, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he could. It would be very interesting to see if he did and what would happen if, you know, if there was an independent on either side of the race, a lefty independent and a righty independent. Be very interesting to see.
I don't see that happening. I don't see Bernie Sanders pulling anything like that because the party.
He's not a Democrat, though. He's an independent out of Vermont.
Yeah, technically he's a socialist. Like that's his party, right?
He's an independent. I don't think that. I think he calls himself a socialist, but I don't think he's a part of the Socialist Party.
Okay, so.
But you're right. The Democrats are certainly. He caucuses with the Democrats, and they're certainly going to say, Bernie, buddy, you had your chance, and you missed.
We'll give you a cabinet.
We beat you fair and square with our superdelegates, pal.
We'll give you a cabinet position, or we'll give you, you know, some kind of. Something that you want, you know.
The
what
thing
I mean?
About him is that he's not as easy to buy as the rest of them, though. I mean, he's got money, and he said he's going to stay in and give them somebody to give everybody a chance to vote in the primary for who the candidate they want to vote for. And he's got the money to do it. He's getting a little bit of trouble for his the donations. I guess some people are, you know, the same way they were excited about Ron Paul. There's some foreigners that have donated to his campaign. They want him to win so badly. There are people who have donated more than $2,700 that you're supposed to donate. Somehow his campaign's supposed to keep, you know, vigilant track of all this stuff and know everything, and I don't know how easy that could possibly be. It's really tough when you're not getting these big giant checks in. You're getting, you know, little tiny checks to track everything and all that stuff.
So is Stormfront endorsing Sanders or Clinton?
Stormfront, I think they're going to probably endorse Trump, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I guess so. But between those two, sorry, I was just making a joke about Ron Paul.
Oh, I see. Ron Paul got endorsed by Stormfront and wouldn't give the money back after people asked about it. And he's like, I can put it to better use than they can.
Yeah, that was so great.
I think that was a pretty good response.
It's Trumpian. It's a Trumpian response.
Well, Trump, he had some trouble about the Ku Klux Klan. He wouldn't disavow the Ku Klux Klan or David Duke, for the, 37th time, loudly enough, quickly enough. It was really, it's really kind of a funny thing for a scandal. He's disavowed him many, many, many times, hundreds of times on Twitter. And somebody asked him, and he claimed to have a bad earpiece, but the way he answered didn't sound like a bad earpiece. It just sounded like he was being, you know, flippant Trump. And,
well, like, let's say Trump denounced the KKK. Is that going to win him any voters, like, from the other side? I don't, you know, so to me, it's like a non-issue, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's going to bring him voters over.
It's not going to win him any friends, so it's, like, not... I guess it's not, like, to me, it doesn't swing me one way or the other. I
would have said something like, look, no modern politician can be, run around, without disavowing the KKK. Let's be serious here. Come on. Of course I disavow the KKK. Nobody could not disavow the KKK. So you, like, kind of backdoor it? Because, you know, as well as I do, these KKK people are probably pretty darn excited about Donald Trump.
I say, Mark for president.
855 453. I don't have what it takes to play in the sandbox with these people. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.